Blog Talk Radio. Hello and welcome to Awakenings. Welcome around the world. Wherever you are in the globe, in this hemisphere and beyond, welcome to the place that's part of the converging flow. It's great to connect with everyone and see everyone here. And hello to Cosmic Dimensions Talk, who also streams us live, as well as those listening later in the archives or other podcast stations. It's great to connect with all of you. I'm your host and, as I like to say, co-pilot, Michelle Mache. And got some familiar faces already in the Sacred Space of Empowerment Room, also known to some as the chat room, whatever you like to call it. It's a place that we converge here. If you are new to the program, perhaps you just surfed in, tuned in to Awakenings, let me tell you a little bit about it. It's a wonderful place, a favorite place of mine. Awakenings is a radio program, but it's really about connecting, engaging, empowering, sharing, and clocking the all that is spiritually based, which is all of us, and soul-fueled. So we really focus on dialogues, interviews with artists, musicians, all kinds of creative people, authors, healthcare experts and professionals, people of all walks of life that have been in this awakening process, are awake and aware and taking that state into their everyday lives, just really living it. So we really, I think, connect here at Awakenings. It's not about academia, although we have a lot of, you know, academics or scholared individuals on the program, especially bridging, you know, science, spirituality, health, metaphysics, a lot of documented research. And if you go through the archives, you'll see who I'm speaking about. But the difference is that the people are living it. So it's not really an academic approach. It's, are you living this state? Are you clocking the changes? Are you noticing the changes that are taking place? And how is that affecting you? You know, so we're going to dive into a bit of that today. So it's really progressive thinkers in all walks of life. Children, students, housewife, it doesn't matter. It's not about what you do. It's about the consciousness with what you do and where you're at. So it's really also a place of support as well. And if you would like to listen in the chat as a guest, that's perfectly fine and great and wonderful. If you would like to interact in the chat room, you just need to either sign in or register. And if you register, then all you need is your name and email address, and that gets you registered with BTR, Blog Talk Radio, affectionately called BTR. So that's another way. Or you can listen by phone, and the number is 347-539-5122. And again, that's 347-539-5122. And press 1 on the keypad if you want to be heard. Okay, so just before we kind of dive in, did anybody notice I'm a couple minutes late? No, everybody is so loving. They didn't say anything in the chat room. Well, on my walk, I got a little later start, but so amazing, I walked into a cluster of dragonflies, I don't know, 50, 100, maybe more. As I walked Yoshi, and then I came back around through my neighborhood, and there was even more in the trees. So I had to just basically bask in them. I had to just hang out with them for a while. They just were really calling me. And to get the animal medicine, some of you know that I am initiated shaman, trained and initiated, and one amongst rock medicine is also animal medicine. So it's a lot about daydreams, dreams, making your dreams a reality, getting new perspectives. Change also has a lot to do with change and the power of light. The light, that light shifts us. We are light. Can also indicate major changes coming in. So that was, I thought I wanted to bring that in to our program today. But also magic, enchantment, it's also part of the fairy realm. And we do have, was it Dana? I think that had called in before. Dana, if you're listening, because you're into the fairy realm. So any of these kind of insects or flying insects, is the magic, getting into the myth, the magic of your life, connecting into that part. And I will say, one of the things that I've been noticing, and I've gotten a couple of emails on this and a couple of comments on my YouTube channel, Light Being 21, the veil thinning, a lot of people having more telepathic experiences, talking to people on the astral plane, having full dialogues and then having them later that day or week or month and remembering them. So Tammy's putting, I thought of you, Michelle, when I saw them today, the power of light. Oh, I love it. Little light, you are not late. Waiting in at a doctor's office, you will experience late. That's so true, light. That's true. Ooh, and Sylvia, a little baby toad. Crows indicate change as well. And crows, you want to look at where the change is, where you see the crows. Is it to the north? Is it to the east? Is it to the west? Is it to the south, which would be connecting emotions or inner child or changes of that nature, sometimes housing nature, north, a time perhaps to go within, to reflect. West, is there something that is appearing for you? Sometimes that depends. It depends. There's different traditions. Some say the west is more active. Some say the east is more active for illumination. My training as the bears were in the north during the time of winter of going within. Some traditions say west. Spiders, absolutely, Cherry, absolutely. Spiders have to do with creativity and also not to emotionally spin or stories or weave stories, but take that spinning energy and bringing it into your creativity. So that is a bit of the meaning there. So, yeah, so I think it's, you know, only in, and also, of course, we have Paulo on today, Maui Shaman, who's an amazing artist as well, and psychic healer, and he also does a lot of work with sacred stones and sacred jewelry. So the magic is afloat. So if you are noticing these kinds of things taking place, yes, it is because the shift in the vibrational frequency that is occurring, that more of the enlightened energy is extending outward more into the mainstream consciousness. So you're going to see some of these things that you may only have one-off experiences with or here and there, they're going to become more and more daily reality. So I also want to thank everyone so much for connecting on Conscious Inspired Living, the online magazine that is also a place, it's a hub, so it's a place for Awakenings Radio as well. We had a mishap with someone or something where the Awakenings Radio page was deleted on Facebook. But no worries, because we now have the Conscious Inspired Living page on Facebook, and you can just click the link on my Awakenings Radio page. Oh, Tammy's on it. Thank you, Tammy, for putting in the chat room. I so appreciate it. So an umbrella. So Conscious Inspired Living is an umbrella for Awakenings, because it really is about living more consciously and allowing more consciousness to be birthed or merged through us. So Awakenings is a part of that. So I'd love to connect with everyone, and it is in the chat room, the Sacred Space of Empowerment room, the link. Thank you so much. And the magazine is consciousinspiredliving.com, and it's a wonderful place to connect, and actually would really love anybody that feels consciously inspired to submit to the magazine. Would absolutely love it. We're doing this coming issue all on health, all on healing, rather, different forms of healing. And health is part of that too, but one of the features will be a musical healing, working with sound, toning, food. So if you have any of you foodies or any of you people that love to go to farmers markets, send in to iReport@ConsciousInspiredLiving. Send us in some pictures of your whatever recipes, your wonderful garden or farm. Some of you, I know listeners, have farms or a famous farmer's market that you like to go to, or a farmer's market that you feel that you love, or just your own garden. I've been seeing some amazing gardens as well that people have been sending, even on some that are on their, I can't speak right now because I'm typing. what do you call it? On their, help me, what do you call it? Balcony, that's what I'm looking for. It's amazing. I didn't even realize you could do a whole, you know, I knew herbal garden, but tomatoes, I mean, squash. So people are really making great use of their space right now. So love to see you. I'm also doing a blog, and I did want to mention too, because I did have some emails and also direct messages on this. What I'm going to do is any questions that have gone to my email or to the YouTube channel, like being 21, I am going to answer them on the Conscious Inspired Living blog, and then again, I'm going to more regularly answer them on Awakenings Radio, because we've had some amazing questions, even about on the astral plane, people also asking about their aura etherically, if certain things like too much drugs or alcohol. Your aura is just like certain people's constitution. Some people can handle more. So it's really, you know, balance is key, I would say, just like with anything. You have to know your constitution. Some people aren't going to be able to handle as much of anything, even, you know, toxicities or certain foods. Or I know people that are certain lights, fluorescent lights, they're not able to handle as much. So there is a, you know, any working with water or salt water can also help to repair the aura, any kind of energy work or energy healing, even certain types of massage. Even taking your hand, getting in a meditative state and cupping your hand and letting your arm just wave around the aura or just flick things off will do that. Because remember, you're electrical and magnetic as well, and our fingertips are especially electrical. So working even with the fingertips, almost like you're kind of washing your hair, that kind of motion, but doing it around the body, okay? So something like that will also help to dissipate. That is, you know, another way to handle or heal that as well. And so that, you know, but anyway, I'll be answering those questions. I just want to let people know, because I had quite a few emails come in, and some of them are with the same question. So, you know, or phenomenon that's going on. Okay, that was actually Paulo calling on the other line. If you heard me go off, I guess he keeps getting. We have quite a few people already, and so some people, if you get bounced off of the chat or you get bounced off of the switchboard, just call back in. And again, if you want to be heard, press 1. Yeah. So, yeah. So the number 347-539-5122. And, let's see if Paulo comes back on. So we have quite a few people on the line, and sometimes they get bounced off. So anyway, yeah, so sound, no sound. You have sound now? Yes. Okay, well, I don't know where Paulo is now. Okay, the magic of those dragonflies, I guess. Okay, so I will talk until he comes back on the line, you know. Anyway, usually we have the guests around 12:15, so let's see if he's coming back on the line. Anyway, another question that I had that I said that I would answer was, let's see. Poor Michelle Silvey. I'm fine. I'm handling it all. Then trying to call him and see where he is. The other question was about physical phenomena. Some people not being able to sleep. Also, not just change in sleeping pattern, but also changes in types of foods that people were being called to eat. And so that is another phenomenon as well, is dietary changes or food changes, or for some people not feeling as the same, feeling that somehow they've changed or their body's changed, their timing's changed or their body clock has changed. So those are also some of the phenomena of the shift. So you're not going crazy. It's just the shifting of the pattern. And again, we'll be answering more of those. Yay, Paulo is back. Okay, so some of you already know of Paulo D'Oro, but if you do not, he's also known as a Maui shaman. He is a healer and also a healer through his art and also a sacred jewelry that's infused with his healing energy. So, hello, Paulo.
Hello, Michelle. Aloha.
Aloha. How are you?
I'm great. How are you?
Good. I don't know if you heard at the top of the program, but just walked into a huge, we got a little bit of echo here. I don't know if that's your phone. Do you have your radio on or
no.
The internet? You might want to turn the volume down. Oh,
no.
Okay. Well, anyway, got an interesting echo. So magic is afoot. So I hundreds of dragonflies.
Wow.
All over.
Yeah.
Through the trees, on the street, just all over. Amazing.
Wow. Yeah. A big transformational energy.
Yes.
Dragon.
Yes.
Yes. Yes.
And, yeah. So how's Hawaii? How's the islands?
Hawaii is magic of its own. It's an amazing, each day is amazing. It's just an exploring of the planet. The Earth is really in touch with you here, and you're in touch with her. And it's just this beautiful relationship that I'm having.
Are you in love?
Yeah, I am.
Oh, gosh. Yeah. There's magic all around. So we've been talking a little bit about the changes that are going on with this new emerging consciousness and this recent shift that's been taking place. We do have callers, so we are going to be doing readings, tuning in, asking questions, if you'd like, just star one on the keypad. And also, if you're listening by phone and you want to take a peek at Paulo's site, it's whatisyoursound.com. That, again, is whatisyoursound.com.
And ancientbling.com will be soon.
Is it? Okay. Yeah, but what about your mobile meet page? Do you know that?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Paulo.
Well, actually, it's on the Conscious Inspired Living. That's a good thing. It's also, you can see his work, because the link is there, because it's a long link.
It's
the Conscious Inspired Living. Yes, I don't remember it. It's long.
The links are long. And ancient.
And ancient. They're long and ancient. Oh, I love it. I love it. Well, let's dive in. We got people on the phone.
Okay.
chat in between. Let's see what everybody wants to know and has to say and wants to tell us and wants to find out from us and all of the above. Hello, 401-632. You're on Awakening. Hello.
Two of my favorite people, Michelle and Paulo.
Oh,
it's Adanya.
Adanya.
Oh, my goodness. Paulo, I swear, you opened your mouth, you started giggling, and my fourth chakra just blossomed. I swear, you have the most giggly energy, and I love it. Oh, love you both. But I won't, I know with the echo, I don't want to keep everybody because it'll be difficult for us, I guess, to hear each other.
Can you still,
so,
do you hear me echoing?
I do.
That is so strange. It's when Paulo called. Paulo?
He's powerful.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Oh, giggle warms my heart. My soul is illumined.
Why don't you hold on? Paulo, do me a favor. I know it's a hassle. Hang up and then call back because something happened in our connection, and I'm hearing myself speak.
Okay, so you want me to hang up and call back?
Yeah, because you called. Yeah, so hang up and call right back.
Right.
The echo will disappear, too.
He's so adorable.
Please. The dragonfly and Paulo in the same segment. Who knows what's going to happen next? We may be actually physically ascending. So we might be taking the body with us. Let's see. To the ascension. Okay, let's see if he called back. Well, see, I'm not echoing now. See, if it was something. Okay, there we go, Paulo.
Oh, okay. Yes.
Oh, howdy, mahalo, gracias. I don't know what else. Thank you. Buenas suerte. Good luck. All right, Adonia, here we are.
Well, I was going to teach you some more languages. You can say xie xie, which is thank you in Mandarin Chinese.
Oh, beautiful. How do you say xie xie?
Xie xie. Xie xie.
Xie xie.
Anyway, people are like, shut up already and let me talk to Paulo. So that's what I'm sure the people are like, be quiet. This isn't a linguistic show, for goodness sake. Okay. Okay. I am stepping into my power, and I am journeying back to California, only this time for me I'm actually really excited to be moving back. And I'm going to the OC, Orange County, for those people who don't watch Real Housewives of Orange County. And I'm kind of curious, I mean, I'm really throwing myself out there by way of my Reiki practice, and so I know that that's going to flourish in my new location. I've released the energy of my car that I have here that needs to sell because I've been worried that it's not going to sell in the next 18 days, but I figured it will, and I understand that. But I'm just kind of curious as to what's showing up for me. Not something overly specific. I know career is going to be fantastic. I know my practice is going to be fantastic. I know my soulmate's waiting for me to move. I mean, all these wonderful things, but I'm like, well, what else? I know, it's not horrible.
All right. Well, you're talking about soul level, and I hear your soul saying that it's about time that you're reaching these people again. One of your cycles that has been, let's say, not lived in a lot, is the reaching out to these souls that you have been in a relationship of healing for many, 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 many eons of life.
Right.
And so these people are coming to you. You knew it. You've known this for a while. You've just put this in certain ways, how we all deal in life. But it's now coming to the forefront where you're at that place of saying, this is the time. If I don't do it now, when am I going to do it?
Right.
So, yes, all will be, those who will come to you will have come to you before, because in those lifetimes there has been created energy, and those energies need to move on, and for that to also move on for you. And I feel that vessel for healing has always been the primal vessel for you. So
yeah,
it's all good.
yeah, that's come up a lot. So, you know, and I've definitely had affirmation before, I think, with you on that. I've just never, my ego wasn't quite ready, you know, for that. And, which is really funny because I was the one dancing with my skirt, my petticoat up when I was like 3 years old. Look at my underwear. You know, I was always the person, look at me. And then it's just so interesting now as I got older, I was like, no. Don't really. No. Don't look over here. I was only kidding. And my petticoat is now under lock and key. But I'm thankful that my inner child has decided to come back out and play and but do so, I guess, on a grander scale. So.
Okay. Well, I'm hearing a lot of diversity though too in this, so that you know, lift up my petticoat or lock and key it isn't even those two things right there. It's going to keep you at such a diverse level of the pendulum, honey. And so don't, you know, throw away the locks and don't lift. There's another. Wear the petticoat inside and know that you have that. And don't try to monitor yourself about this. This is what I'm hearing. The big energy is monitoring who you are. And when you do that, you know, you throw yourself down rivers that you don't need to travel necessarily. And
been
those,
there.
You know, yeah, so come on, just let it rip. And instead of stepping into your new life, jump with joy into your new life. The symbol of the dragon kind of premonition through vesseling through Michelle is that the change is here. All we need to do is allow that. So become the vessel of that. Of who you are, and just allow that love to share it with the OC gals and guys.
I would definitely do that. I've been seeing a lot of butterflies lately, and butterflies are also about transformation. Mm. So it's just so fitting that is, I never say, what a coinkydink, because I know everything happens because it's supposed to happen, but it's just nice to know that the insect kingdom is showing us signs that, yes, now is the time to transform.
Transform, and I would also work with hematite and black onyx for you for the grounding element when you do this work. And, you know,
should I have that on my person, Paulo? Because I really don't wear a lot of
things. You could have it in your pocket. You could have it under the table you're working with. You could have it around.
Okay.
It doesn't matter. It's the focus of bringing that energy in. You could even think it. I don't, you know, it doesn't matter.
Right. Okay. That's good to know because I usually sometimes overwhelm myself if I have a bunch of crap in my pocket. So, and I use the word crap loosely. And yeah. Oh, great. I just realized. I'm like, yeah, that doesn't sound good, having crap in my pocket.
Join the line where a lot of us have crap in our pockets. I can't tell you, but I've got my pockets. I've got so many pockets. Have you noticed the designers are designing so many pockets? I mean, pockets on everything. It just, I mean, underwears have pockets now, you know? I mean, it's just,
that's tragic. Michelle, you were going to say something, and then maybe you had picked up on something. I wasn't sure. It sounded like you were.
I was starting to just say the you know, even you're seeing the butterflies and the dragonfly. Right now, we have a lot, and it's getting more. We keep talking about the thinning of the veil, and in some ways, in some places, and for some people, certain aspects of the veil or the grid is actually seamless. Which means that we're so connected now to the etheric plane and the astral plane. And the astral plane is where the thought forms come in first from vibration. So right now it's really how I'm clear about what it is that you want to really download it, to really manifest it, to really draw it to you, especially if you're in alignment. If you're in soul alignment and you're really you know, on your personal path or track or on purpose, however you want to look at it, aligned to your soul's purpose, however you want to say it, and you're feeling that call, like you're feeling this call to move.
I am.
That's one of the things that I'm seeing with a lot of people is either they're moving physically or they're moving so much in their mind that things that they thought they would be doing or thinking or beliefs that they thought they would always have, they no longer have. And if you're going with that, you know, provided that it's life enhancing, I'm just seeing people really almost seemingly placed in amazing situations. So part of this is be clear about what you want, because the magnetic energy is so prevalent right now that it can really draw stuff to you, you know, and look for the signs, the symbols, you know, whether it's, as corny as it sounds, whether it's a bumper sticker or, you know, the dragonfly or the butterfly, or whether, you know, whatever, you know, guidance you're tapping into. I feel really good about your move. I really do. I feel like you're really good. I keep seeing flowers blossoming. So there'll be a lot of flowers around you where you're at, and I also feel you'll be close to water.
Yeah, I'll be very close to water, like minutes from the beach, which is a first for me.
That's going to be really amazing. And your love, your is in that area. Near the water.
You know, what's very interesting when you were referring to the manifesting quickly is that I was getting really flustered. Where are we going to live? I mean, I had the movers all set up. Stuff was getting packed, but I said, oh, crap. Oh, there goes that crap again, Paulo.
Yeah,
where am I going? Where are we going to lay? Yeah, it was like, where are we going to lay our heads? And I said, you know what? I need to balance the masculine feminine energy. I need to let it go. And literally, the next day, a place that I wasn't even considering, poof, 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 bam, 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 we had a house. And I said, huh. And then a couple of days later, I said, well, you know what? I really want to put myself out there and talk to people more about Reiki and the benefits and how it's helped me and yada, yada, yada. The next day, poof, there's an email from a reporter who wants to talk to me about holistic alternative therapies. And I went, wow, that was fast. And that was easy.
Yeah, the key is going into the magnetic or the meditative state. So the ego has to kind of give it up, baby. You've got to give it up to the higher self or the soul self. And the other key is alignment. Right now, and I said this before, our higher self, whatever, guides, spirits, counsel, everything, everyone in all expressions, don't want us making mistakes right now. Not that the mistakes are anything wrong with them, but things, if they're not really going to be right for you, there's a lot of veto power right now. So you might find things not moving, but if they're in alignment for this phase of the greater good or most life enhancing, you will see the domino effect happening. So I would say if there's delays for people out there, it's a divine protection. And it doesn't mean it's a no on what you want or the situation, but either a better way is being planned or something else, that some refinement needs to happen. So,
well, wonderful, as always, to chat with the two of you. And aren't you in California, Michelle?
I am. That's another reason
I'm
here.
Yeah, so that's why I was all like, sweet. So I finally get to hug you, so I'm very excited about that.
Yeah.
So hopefully we'll be able to meet up, so I will absolutely keep in touch.
Yeah, please do. Yeah, I have a vision for some kind of, I don't know, connecting at some point. So
if you build it, they will come.
That's right. Right now we're doing it virtually, but we'll have some IRL. Some, you know.
Well, that's how we do. That's how we manifest anyway. It always starts in spirit first before it becomes physical. So virtual is a great way to do that. I will get off the phone because I'm sure the people on the phone are like, yeah, enough already. So thank you, Paulo, as always. I love, 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 love you. Michelle, big hugs and kisses to you, too, and enjoy the rest of your week.
You as well.
Thank you, Paulo.
Mahalo. Bye-bye.
Oh, wonderful energy. Wonderful energy. Okay, we've got 813-262. You're on Awakenings. And again, I'm going to just say, if you're calling in, the number 347-539-5122 and press 1 on the keypad if you want to be heard, if you want to share. 813-262, you're on Awakenings. Welcome to the program.
Well, hi, Michelle and Paulo. It is so great to connect with you. I usually have to listen on the archives on my iPod.
So it's great
to connect live, And Michelle, I never got a chance to enter the contest, but I listen to Awakenings when I'm driving to work, when I'm in the garden, when I'm cooking, all kind of stuff.
Oh, I love it. You mix it up. I love that. That's it. I multitasker heaven.
Yeah.
And what's your first name?
My name is Dee.
Dee. Hi, Dee. Okay.
Hi.
Aloha, Dee.
In fact, hi, Paula. I was just listening to you guys the week before last in my garden, and Paula, you were on then, so I feel really honored I get a chance to connect with both of you all at once. But my question is, I feel like I'm on a really fast spiritual growth path, and I'm just wondering if there are any messages out there for me.
Ooh. I like it, Dee, that you really go right to it. there's always messages when we're open to messages.
I love that. Yeah. Right.
You know, we create the energy. First of all, I'd like to tell you or allow you allow myself to experience your energy, and it is of growth, and it's been an energy that enhances growth no matter what milieu or what venue. Wherever you're around, there is growth, there is expansion. And how you play in that energy has been kind of diverse. It's kind of like sometimes you really put forth a lot of energy. And the message I'm hearing is that you're enough energy. Your presence brings about that growth. And when you add more energy in that, sometimes it allows the energies to move, excuse me, in different ways and are not really connecting to your thought patterns, so that you could be so far out in that area of who you are that people don't really get it. Okay, does this make sense?
A little bit. Yeah. Well, a little bit, because as I'm growing, I can feel myself expanding, and I do tend to do a bunch of diverse things.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
And I'm saying, so that just your presence in those, what your intentions are, is a lot. It's a lot right there. And when you step into the story, then that it tends to offset the energy. So your own personal stories in it can not block it, but deflect it.
Mm.
Do you see what I'm saying about that?
Yeah, I do. Mm-hmm.
Okay. Mm-hmm. So realize who the power you are. Realize that power. Embrace that power of who you are. And that will be sufficient to continue your soul's path.
Okay. Well, that's helpful.
Yeah, okay. I never know if it's helpful. I just throw it out there.
Yeah, no, it's helpful, because sometimes I do think I get in my own way sometimes, and sometimes I go into super analytical mode, which
exactly.
is not always the most helpful. Yeah.
Exactly, and that is that's what I'm talking about. So realize that, and take it back a step. And what they say in the ancients, and without going down many paths of my story, is that with the Navajo I was with for a while, they said never get in front of your medicine. Always let the medicine lead, and it's
mm-hmm.
important, because we tend to think sometimes that once we get a hint of the medicine, that we take it like it's a passed ball in a sports arena. We take it, our ego takes it, our self-story takes it, and we start playing with the ball. And then it works for a while, but then we come to that part of the circle where it's not working so well. So then the ego, the self, has to let go of that, you see. And you have this energized ball inside of you, this energy inside of you that either early on that was too much for you, or there was such a relationship with it that you had to come to a certain level to deal with it, okay? So,
you know,
so allow the person, excuse me?
I'm sorry, you know what it was? It was that I did have kind of this energy early on, and I kind of felt a connection very early on, but like many people, it was not really supported, so I had to bury it for a bit.
Yes, exactly. Well, I'm trying, now I'm saying is just unbury it. Just let go of it. Let go of what you thought that was all about. Let go of that story and allow yourself to reinvent that relationship again with that original you.
Okay.
You know, reinvent it, be with it, love it, embrace it, dance with it, and enjoy it.
That is wonderful. Any suggestions on how I can continue to develop my intuitive skills and strength?
Well, in doing so, what I'm saying is the more you step out of that, the intuitive will pick up. It'll automatically divert energy to the other areas that your soul is wanting and desiring. Desire is the key of magic. Desire is the key of alchemy. You are an alchemist. You're an ancient alchemist. So you, inside of your levels of your being, are so much information. And when that energy came out, when you came out, you had that access to it. And so now you just have to allow yourself to know these things again.
Okay. That's great.
You see? It's already there.
I do. And I absolutely believe that and know that. So.
Exactly.
That is great.
We all are there. We all really have that. We're all spinning on this planet. And we already have spun on this planet. It is now the time to re-embrace ourselves with our true energies. And a lot of people had to go through this. Myself and one was, you know, immediately I came out with gifts out of the womb. And, well, what are you to do with that? Well, you have to learn. You have to start tampering it down. You have to start expanding. You have this kind of this pre-programmed mission, in a sense, because it's a reflection of your life's journey, a reflection of you and where your heart is and what your soul craving. And for a lot of us, we're at the place where, you know what? There's no more boundaries to this. And I've never accepted any of them. Mm-hmm. As soon as they say something like, oh, no, you can't, well, you said it to the wrong person because, yes, I can. And because that part of life, that can part of life that we exist, showing each other through our reflections of each other, of our love, of our extension, I mean, this conscious, inspired living, having this up where we can all come to and not be judged, just free to create and expand through the whole, this wonderful host, this wonderful being, Michelle, has created co-created this part with so much love of her soul in it. And this is what's inside of each one of us. And the more expression and the more manifestation of this on the planet, well, hey, look out. You know, Earth is going to have a rebate. Yes. Yes, it is.
It's we're all the vessels, and you hear the call. And I think that's the most important, and you really brought this up, is that the ego getting out of its way to allow what's aligned to the soul, because once we kind of have a handle on it, once the ego is trained to a certain level, it wants to do what it knows to do. The issue is, though, every time you shift, it's not only it's new consciousness, new ideas, new beliefs. The ego doesn't know it, right? So it tries to go back and do what it's done before, what it knows. And that's Where's Adonia? It kind of is the crap, moving the crap out of the way. So every time you shift, you've got to move some stuff out of the way. Otherwise, you're not really shifting. You're doing the shift
pocket.
Without the F in there, okay? We all know that one. But, you know, and I've seen over the – it's interesting. I've seen over the years, and I'm sure a lot of the listeners have even as well – we've seen people that think sometimes they've shifted, and I'm sure we've all been there too, where you think you've shifted, and then you just realize it was a divine tragedy or comedy of your mind that it really wasn't a shift. So yeah, every shifting will have that ego uncertain, and you have to kind of leave it in that place so more of the spirit centered can come through.
Well, I think that's why I keep getting called to do more and more creative things, because in my day-to-day life, in my job, I have to do a lot of analytical things, but I find myself being drawn to a lot of creative expression. Like right now, I'm in my garage spray painting some stuff, and so I think that's probably why I'm getting that call, plus my gardening. I always feel very present and grounded in my garden, so I think it's kind of
trying to balance. Well, send us some pictures.
I will do that.
And keep your spray area very well ventilated.
That's right. I'll have the garage door half open. Otherwise, it would be a different kind of consciousness expansion.
That's right.
Well, thank you guys so much. It's been wonderful. I've always wanted to be able to talk, and it just so happened I was off today, and I was like, I think Awakenings is on today. So thank you so much.
Yeah.
Oh, you're welcome.
You.
Oh, yes.
Kid.
Right, I'm just going to hang on the phone if you don't mind.
Okay, perfect. All right. Great to hear from you.
Thank you.
Ooh, such lovely energy everyone has. It's just wonderful to connect with everyone. Loving it. Who is this? 646-824.
It's Earth Mom, you guys.
Hey, Earth Mom.
Hey,
hello.
Sweetie. Hello. Earth Mom's been through a washing machine. So,
okay.
Yeah. Funny for you, Booby. I can't quite say the same. But, I've been through some really rattling things since last Thursday, so I'm wondering if there's some guidance for me.
Earth Mom, you're the guidance. When are you going to wake up to that? You're the guidance, hon. And you've got to start accepting that one. You've got to start accepting that you have the answers for you. And that's the guidance. That's really the guidance. You have got to allow yourself to guide again yourself and really own it. And that would be a really incredible place for you to begin.
Okay.
Yeah.
Tell us a little bit of what's going on.
Well, my sweet, wonderful cat, Sassy, was ill, very close to passing, and at the 11th hour, I thought to bring her to the vet. And while there, even though she could barely move, she got up enough energy to bite me. She died naturally later that night. I got an infection that ran up my arm. I ended up having to stay in the hospital, which completely freaked me out. I don't do allopathic and everything, and now I'm on these mega antibiotics. Had to cancel the upcoming Green Cabaret because I'm not really in a good place about everything right at the moment. The show would have been this coming Saturday, and financially things are in a real stew because I'm still haven't replaced a job that I lost, and I don't really want to replace it with any job, but right now it is, feels like any port in a storm. So, and all that, and missing this sweet little animal.
You know, animal beings, especially, well, I see with animal, doggy beings, but especially cats tend to move on when we're going to next level and they're not a part of that. So when you do have that happen, it's creating space for something else that they that they represented some type of either healing for you. Sometimes they're a wonderful little crutch for us. Now, it's not to say that has to happen to every, you know, that every time you go to a new level, you're going to, you know, lose your pet or your animal mm-hmm. being your companion. But when it does tend to happen like that, one thing I want to ask you, Earth Monk, what do you really want to do? There's something, I think Paula's been hinting with this. I feel there's either something different or a different form of what you're doing with the cabaret, or there's something you need to add to that. Maybe that's in another medium.
Yeah, I mean, I'd like to bring it to even television or do like worldwide stuff with it, because you could go all around the world and do a green cabaret with local people and what they're doing for the environment locally. I mean, the concept goes on and on. And yeah, I was hiding a lot hanging out with Sassy because she was so cool. But, I mean, I agree with what you're saying about the change and next step.
I feel something, either you need to get more people involved. I feel mm-hmm. there's something out of the cabaret that you need to do. You need to do what you're doing out of the cabaret and then bring it back into the cabaret. The cabaret seems to only be a piece of it, you know?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I'm with you.
Mm.
And I feel
that?
Also that your cat having bit you mm-hmm. before she mm-hmm. left, that's very powerful medicine she left you with. She the gift of that, and it may not seem like a gift when you go through all the physical, but it is. It is a medicine that she shared with you, and before she left, she shared with you her essence. And that energy is now for you to incorporate and keep that one alive going on. What essentially is in the relationship with you and the cat is deeper than what we think it is.
Mm-hmm.
And I feel it was your familiar. I feel she was a visionary for you, and so that so you're feeling more than just a physical loss, more of a visionary loss in that. Does that feel?
It's totally true. I got chills as you were saying it, and it's been said before. This cat and I mean, we were so connected. She was my partner in life, you know?
Right. And she's saying now she's giving you her medicine for you to use that vision. She wasn't able to spread it like you will be able to spread it. Okay? Mm. She's when the animal when an animal is I have things with animals love me, and by the way they show it is sometimes by sharing their medicine, including spiders. I got the first I walk on a beach, a wasp stings me, and I just learned to say, oh well, that's the initiation of that medicine, because basically, we're molecules, we're an organism, we're changing, we're able to manifest. That's why this whole Earth experience, basically. As I feel, I feel the pain back. So basically, take on that energy and embrace it and allow it, and sense that as your medicine, and as I said, get behind it. Get behind it and allow that to lead you.
Oh, that's gorgeous. That's really gorgeous. And, you know, about the wasp thing, too. Yeah, I was on the beach a couple of months ago just sitting there, and out of the blue, it was just it seemed very strange that all of a sudden the wasp came, did its thing on my arm, stung me, and then just, see ya. Yeah.
It's true. It's so true. Yes. And they have... It's an incredible energy that this body allows the relationship to happen with, and you know it continues to go on. So I believe your cat left you with the most extreme and quintessential gift of herself, her essence, and now it's up to you to manage it, to get behind it, and allow it to let you dance through.
Okay, and by saying I don't know, I guess that's a cop-out, because inside I do. I mean, right now I couldn't articulate what to do, but it's just going within and feeling it, yeah?
Yeah.
I mean, it's always.
Yeah.
Well, and think of that cat medicine as well. What does a cat do? Really feels things out, looks around, does that essence, you can connect in with that energy and essence.
I got to just share with you guys, too. So she's talking to her spirit, but this little girl, she comes out. You know who she looks like with her soul? She looks like Tony the Tiger. I mean, she was this little cat that walked like a tiger, but her spirit, like, is a tiger. And I love tigers, and I'm Year of the Tiger, too. And
wow.
Yeah.
Well, you have that relationship back. Here's a little bit of the file, is that you are sitting outside of a temple with a major cat, not a tiger. It is more like a lioness.
Mm.
Tiger,
Sekhmet.
It's like the lioness. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah.
So, being at the foot of Sekhmet is a big deal. You have been in these places so many times, and your soul knows this. And so you have got to allow that energy to be there. That's the medicine your cat left you, is that connection with, remember who you are, Earth Mom.
Mm-hmm.
Earth is saying that. Remember who you are. And that's a big one.
Yeah. Oh, I'm really glad I called and talked to you guys.
Oh, well, we're glad. I'm glad.
I'm glad, too. I am very,
thanks,
very glad. Yes, I am. I think you have an expansion coming up, and maybe that little wonderful kitty animal being, whether healing or teaching. I just feel there's another capacity. I don't want to say location, but it could be location capacity.
Oh, I'd love that too.
Well, aha! Well, let's go back to that. Yeah, aha!
Yeah.
You need to do that. You need to develop that, and then to have both. I feel like your soul is wanting that.
And download a photograph of Sekhmet, and download a photograph of you in the arms of Sekhmet, and actually put that together.
Okay, great. Yeah, I visited her in Egypt.
Yes.
And I'm getting chills as we talk about her, because I've prayed to her a long time ago in Astral, decades ago, and haven't recent past, but yeah.
Yeah, it's time.
Yeah. Well, I'm still in this body, so yeah.
Right, exactly. Mm. We're all in it.
Yeah. Oh.
Big hug to you.
Oh, thanks, sweetie pie. And your website is good.
Do you like the magazine?
I'm looking at your website, and you have some audios on it, I think, too.
Yes, yes.
Yeah, I've been enjoying it. Thank you.
Oh, wonderful, wonderful.
Mm-hmm.
More ways to connect.
Yep.
It's I really mean it. People say, oh, I can really put this video, if like on the Facebook page, Conscious Inspired Living. Yes, that's what it's there for. It's not my Michelle hour. It's everybody hour. Anything that you feel inspiring, that's inspired you, or that you're working on, or questions, or stuff about your cabaret, anything, Same with the blog on Conscious Inspired Living as well, because I like to keep it very dynamic. Absolutely.
Okay, good. Check it out.
And tell us the story of your relationship with Sekhmet and put it up there. It would be lovely for others to establish their relationship. And it's a way of reaching out, and it's a way of connecting.
Okay.
Mm.
Yeah. I visited her in Luxor, so yeah.
Well, a lot of us haven't, honey.
It's fortunate with my gig at the airlines and my work in travel, and I got to go a lot of places.
Yeah.
Fortunate.
Tell that story, honey. I think that would be a good one.
Okay, I have I'll write it. I have a mishap about my Luxor
bring it up
trip
to,
too.
Bring it up to the cat. Sophie, is it?
Oh, no, Safi, Sassafras.
Safi. Bring it up to that, bring it from there to Safi. Bring it through.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right. Well, gosh, you guys are really, you're really nice. Thank you.
Oh, you're really well.
Big hug.
Thanks, sweeties. All right.
Bye.
Aloha.
Aloha. Wonderful energy. Wonderful beings. 212-222. Ooh, I love that. 212-222. Who are you and how are you?
Hello. My name is Anna, and I am from New York.
What's the first name?
Anna.
Anna. Hi, Anna. Don't worry, I don't sing through the whole show. That's it. Okay.
Yeah, that's it. And I also love Sekhmet, so I really like that woman.
There you go.
That's my connection to that's leading me into this radio show right now, you see. I have a link to get myself, you know, here.
You're in.
And thank you. And I am currently seeking a position, and I have been seeking it for a very long time. I want to know if you see me working at a certain point, or what is going on with me and work, and what can I do?
Okay. Anna? Is it?
Yeah, Anna.
Anna. Anna. And the position you're pursuing, what is your feeling about that? What do you really want to do, and is it connected to this pursuit?
What I really want to do is, I think, I want to open my own practice eventually, but actually what I really want to do right now is have a job where I can get my licensing and where I can work with children. I want to work with children and preferably in a school setting and be kind of the leader in the as the therapist there that helps the children work on their issues so they can concentrate better in school or modify their behavior or, you know, teach them skills.
Okay. Anna, the idea of school, if you look at statistics, every 6 seconds a child is dropping out of school.
Yeah.
These children are cyberly connected. They are interactive in the world. They no longer want to sit in a classroom and be told what to do. They need the interaction. They need to know this is what I can add and I can see. And yes, probably the educational system is developing that, but not at the rate the children already come in with it. So somehow I have some teachers here on the island that have created streaming, virtual streaming, with children of different cultures, such as in Borneo and South Africa, streaming to the cultures of the children here so that they can interact and know their cultures and share their cultures. So I'm hearing that this pursuit of yours is a long time, and when you say long time, it's a kind of almost outdated mode of pursuit. And I think your spirit is saving you from entering that because that level isn't going to be fulfilling as what I see. Your heart and what I hear is all in the right place. Your pursuit of it is not.
Okay, so what do you suggest? Then me not work in schools? Do you think a hospital?
No. I think you need to update your story about that. You need to collect some information about that, about where it is that education is going if you want to enter that realm. And you need to be aware that it is changing also as everything else is. And you need to stay, you know, current with that. So find out how you will be in service into that new paradigm of education.
Okay.
Yeah.
Do you see what I'm saying?
Yeah, I see it. I mean, I've done work with children where they are happier to be in a community, you know, where they would feel more supported.
Well, yeah.
That was volunteer work. Now it's more time to do more and the next level would be to go to schools, maybe to educate them about what I want to do to the children and then see if they can have a special place for me in the school where I could practice this.
There you go. There you go.
Yeah.
So taking the yoga off the mat, putting it into action. That's exactly
yeah.
the next step. That's the next step. Share your ideas.
Do you know where I can find more of that information on the internet about the education that's lacking kind of in the schools?
Perhaps through my website you could email me, okay. and then I can email you the information from these teachers that I just have been working with. And I can connect you that way. Well, you could probably find that on my whatisyoursound.com.
Whatisyoursound.com?
Whatisyoursound.com, and I believe my email is there. And if not, it's at paulo@planetproperties.com.
Wait, now I'm completely confused. Wait, what
so
was
<am I. laughs>
email address? What was the website, please?
The website
is
whatisyoursound.com.
Whatisyoursound.com?
Whatisyoursound.com.
Okay, I should
right.
be able to find your email there. And,
good.
Oh, I see that you're into Ama, which I love, too.
Ama, yes.
There you go. Okay, that's paolodormau@gmail.com. I found your email and phone number.
paolodormau@gmail.com, yes. Okay. Email me, and then I will connect you, hon.
Yep. And I appreciate it. I would like to have some of your help in there. Thank you.
Okay, that's fine. That's why we're here.
I'll subject it to Anna, my name.
Okay, great.
Anna.
Thank you.
All right, Anna.
Another thing, too, is the Rudolf Steiner, looking at the schools. There's a lot of material on that education or the Montessori. And I want to share also, remember at the top of the program I was saying that a lot can be held back if we're not on the right track, or we need that little refinement, right, that little honing in on something. Because right now, it's not so much time, but what we're here to do, or we're, you know, it's really about connecting on a soul level. So a lot of things are delayed or blocked if they're not really in alignment with the fullness of us, you know. You know what I find interesting too, Paulo, is, and you know, and myself included in this, when we really start, you know, kind of looking within, if we've been blocked with something, we usually, because it isn't all of that we want to do anyway, or there's a missing piece, you know, or we want to go bigger, or maybe we, you know, we want to talk about something else or teach something else, or we have a different vision, but the ego is saying, wait, just do this route. This is more tried and true, or this is safer, or this is conventional. This is, you know, that's not going to work anymore. It's really about tapping into the soul, and it might be a vision that you think, how could I do that, or who's going to hire me to do that, or who wants that, or not enough people want that. But if that's the true vision, that's the only one that's going to catch fire right now, you know. And part of that is because, right, because the old forms are dissolving. And because the old forms are dissolving, you can't go forward with the old forms. So it's interesting,
exactly.
You know.
Exactly. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Cherry Blossom Soul, how do we get back into alignment? Well, first, good, but knowing you're not in alignment, and we do always get out of alignment, you know, in a sense. I think what we talked about earlier, you know, the forms of meditation or connecting in, tuning in, looking at the signs, those little flashes where you feel something or you want to do something and you go, oh, no, I can't do that. You got to go back and go, what was that first flash? What were you feeling? What were you thinking? What came through? You know, it's even beyond. It's not a thinking from the ego. It's usually some kind of, well, flash or insight. That, Paulo, anything on that?
Well, you're absolutely correct. it's allowing, that part of us to know that everything is in alignment. And because we know that, we have that place, then we know we're out of alignment. So if we know we're out of alignment, that part of us that knows we're that we have ability to be in alignment, allow that energy, go into that energy, and recognize where we're at. And I'm feeling alignment is like tweaking. It's almost very, it's a very surface thing, and it changes within hundreds of thousands of times a day. So the question to me is, how do you take care of a flea? Well, if you love the flea, you take care of it. If you don't want the flea, you try to move it around and chase it off. It's a different, it's a continual relationship, alignment. So how do we, as one, align?
You know, here's the thing. Have you ever danced with somebody that you have never danced with before? And even if you get in the swing of things, you kind of feel each other out just a little bit, you know, especially if it's, you know, like couples dance, you're, you know, holding hands or whatever. You kind of, you don't just jump in. And if you do jump in and start doing moves, exaggerated moves, and you find the person's doing a little bit different, you kind of adjust your movement. And that's what I think it is. If you think of it as your, the ego personality is an outpicturing of the soul, it's dancing with the soul, but the soul needs to lead. And I think you said it earlier, Paula, that sometimes the ego just goes. It takes something and now it's going. It's gone with it. It's like at the, you know, didn't you say the horse track or something? It's all. So I feel you're right. It's that subtle little dance. It's a subtle dance, a subtle movement.
Right.
You know, now Cherry Blossom, you're putting in the chat, not sure what to do. Might be good for you to call in because I'm not, let's see. Oh, I've been having the hardest time meditating lately, so I'm sure I'm out of alignment. Okay, now I said there's a lot of different ways to meditate. In fact, on my website, you can look at some, there's some different forms. But I don't mean always sitting in a, because see the soul, again, Paulo, you said it perfectly. It's a tickle, it's a dance, you got to do it differently. If you're always sitting still or sitting in the lotus position and focused on your breath, that may not be the meditation to do for the new information to come in or the new insight. And very often what I've found is after the formal meditation or yoga or whatever the spiritual practice is, it's usually after that, while you're in the shower, while you're walking, while you're at the beach or the grocery store or driving, because the spiritual practice, it just prepares us to receive. So you might be getting the messages of what you're to do, what you're looking for in a different way, perhaps. You know, Paulo, any thought on that?
Yeah, my thought is that basically life is meditation. Life is meditation, and so the forms of meditation we practice is something that our body has energy and has created space for. But not necessarily is that the total space of the meditation, as you're saying. It does, can happen anytime because life is meditation. Be open to that and be open to everything like the dragonflies in the beginning and the cat and all of it. It is all a transferring of energy so that all we have to do is allow ourselves to be open to what is this dance we are doing. And see that dance is in accordance, and if it isn't, change partners or change the music or leave the dance or try a new dance. So there's many, 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 many opportunities I look at that come within so many moments of our life. And to say that we are not open to this is not happening because we have this body. And we are here in manifestation, here to experience this. So that's what I can say.
Yeah. Well, the thing is, you know, I just put in the link to my book, Meditation for Everyday Living, and I've been teaching meditation at Agape Spiritual Center and studied in India, a lot of different meditation teachers. The main thing you need for meditation is focused awareness and breath work, and that equals oneness. And that's really all meditation means. It's dhyana or vipassana in Sanskrit, just means focused awareness. Then you have the pranayama or the breath control. You move into that space of oneness. So a lot of times people think to get in that meditative state that you are in, you know, either happy or blissful. You're what is. The only thing is you're in the space of oneness or no separation. And from that space comes a new level of consciousness or awareness. But so there's we talk about the meditative state is one thing, and then the meditation practice, how you practice the meditation. There are a lot of different forms or types of yoga. So I find when you're making shifts, sometimes you need to change the practice, the meditation forms, to align to that meditative state, because, you know, the meditative state is a natural state, as the Buddhists say, right? It's our true nature. So anyway, there's some great links in the chat room. I hope that helps you. Otherwise, you can call in 347-539-5122. But I do think, Paulo, you said it best, that it's a refining. There's no, what did you say? There's no one way. You just have to keep with it.
There used to be, you know, before all of these shifts and the energy dance we've been in, there used to be a way. And it was a simpler idea of that consciousness. But now we have to realize that everything is a possibility. Every part of that possibility and thought is manifest, as Einstein and many great doers and beings have shared with us. And as Buddha, we are a state of meditation. Life is meditation. And if we start to live more, allow that to be more where we visit, allow ourselves to know that more, then we will put energy into that area, and perhaps that will strengthen some other parts.
Yeah. And I think it's, you know, I know a lot of times, especially early in the path, I know I thought this at one point, it's been a long time, I don't think it anymore, but definitely at one point thought, somehow you're there, you've arrived, you've done a lot, things have just shifted, amazing, your life is, and you're just kind of now in the back seat, putting the feet up. And then it's like, whoa, here we go again now. You know, it's like, so we're constantly, I think you said it earlier, Paulo, constantly in this this expansion, this growth.
Yeah.
That's continually happening, you know.
And when you realize that, it's no longer a place that we can be apathetic to, and a place that we can be an observer to, all of those places that we feel are separate from that aren't, I don't like the word aren't, it isn't possible. The relationship of those relationships are not possible anymore. You're in it. You're here. You're now. And there's no off the bus anymore.
Right. You're so off the bus. Yeah, you're on. You can move around the bus. You want to be in the front or the back.
Or both, yes. You know, there's a story when I set forth my intention to go to India. Oh, I don't know, way back. And all of a sudden, when it all started to manifest, I found myself on this journey. And the journey started with a plane to India. Well, actually, to Kuala Lumpur, of all places. Landing there with a plane, then a plane to India. Then the plane went to a smaller plane, like a little biplane, where you had to furnish your own toilet paper, and landed in Madras. And then from Madras, it was a bus, and there were no seats on the bus, so I had to sit up in the front window. And then from there, I went to a cab, and from the cab, I went to a taxi, a little India electric taxi guy with a shrine to Ganesh in his taxi, and there was room for a large Indian woman and her three grandchildren and myself and a traveling friend of mine. And then from there, we went into a canoe, and then from the canoe, we went into a log, and then from a log, we landed where we were supposed to be. And I looked at that, I'm going, whoa, that was the journey. That was the journey and the expansion, and it was all in it. Everything was there in it. And so if you look at life like a journey, that we are all in this meditative place, then that meditation will take many forms, as in my journey, but not necessarily have anything to do with what our ego will identify with. If I was a bus driver, I would have connected to the bus story and gone on about the bus. Oh, it was yellow and it had things. But no. It's kind of, the meditation allows you to kind of say, oh, this is just all part of the journey. Why am I giving more attention to one part more than the other?
And why is that? Why do we do that? Some parts get a lot of attention and other parts do not, you know?
It is so true. It is so true because that's where we've been living. That's what we have been intending. So in order for the expansion to happen, the other parts have to be moved out. And as I said, if I was a bus driver, then my bus story would have to be altered. And I would have to go in and clear out my bus information because it had nothing and everything to do with my story, that it wasn't more important than the canoe ride or the electric taxi ride. If I have more energy in the electric taxi ride, then that would have become something I could link onto. My learning experience from that was, well, all of it was so insane. Why link onto any of it and just enjoy the experience?
In that meditative state, you're able to enjoy the experience more, actually, right?
Right.
Even if, I guess, that you see that play of consciousness.
You do.
You know.
India is a wonderful gift. If everyone who is listening can gift themselves with a place, India is something that should be on the plate at some point. And if not, that's fine too, or just a book on India. But the energy of a place that has no kind of surface. It has a place that will go to the depths of where you'll go. And another little story was that I was kind of in a place of journeying and lost my concentration, or kind of decided, okay, what will India be like if I decide not to meditate, if I decide not to get into this state? I mean, here I'm at this place, so I'm going to experience. I'm going to push some buttons and see where my little my little ego will go and my little mind is. What is it created here, and how do I fit into this matrix? So I was on a train heading toward, I don't know what, some other country, some other city, and I just decided, okay, I'm dropping out of this meditation thing. I've done that. Let's try something different. And all of a sudden, I found myself off this train, and I went in to make arrangements for a lodging situation in this larger city, and found myself in a hospital. And the hospital said, oh, yes, you can use the phone, and it's in a back room. And I went all the way to the back room, and I'm in India at that time. It took a very long time to call, even though it was the same country, the next state of India. So about 2 or 3 hours finally connecting with my next city, I finished my call, turned around, and everyone in the hospital had left. They closed the hospital. No one came in to tell me the hospital is closing. And I looked around and I'm going, wait a minute here. I'm now in a blacked out hospital. What is going on here? And I thought, oh, this is fun. Where are you going to take this? And so I kind of wandered around and I found myself in a linen area. And I looked in the linen area and obviously it was still daylight and I could see a crack in the wood of the back wall, which was just a kind of a thin wooden wall. And I kicked it open and left, that whole story. But I I said, okay, that was a good lesson to know where I'm going. So now I said, now I'm not going to follow that one. So I kind of said, okay, I'm back in meditation. And immediately I found myself back on the train. So you see,
it's the elevate puts the Mobius strip. You come back to where you were and where you are on some level. Well, we are winding out of the time zone for this connecting. We'll be back.
Oh, yeah.
Anyway, Paula, it's been amazing, as always, to have you on the program. And those of you that came in, quite a lot of guests listening, we've been speaking with Paulo D'Oro, and you can find more information about him at whatisyoursound.com. And also, if you go to consciousinspiredliving.com, he has some wonderful blog post writings and also some links to his ancient, some amazing sacred art and sacred jewelry. Very inspiring. And his personal website, whatisyoursound.com. Thank you so much, Paulo. Mahalo.
Oh, thank you, Michelle. It's been fun again. I just enjoy it so much.
Yeah.
And I'd like to say to everyone that everyone, right now, we're all consciously inspired living beings. So let's just allow that energy of that website, that magazine, to grow and prosper and become where we live. Let it reflect who we are. It's time.
Yeah. And on that note, thank you all for joining us and sharing in this. And until next time, continue to share your light, shine your light, share your insight, and keep awake. Awakenings airs every Wednesday, 12 p.m. Pacific Time. For information or more questions about Awakenings, you can email awakenings@selfandlight.com. Keep awake.